An anonymous medieval dance played by the trombonist Christian Lindberg. This is BBC Radio 3. It's a minute after 10 o'clock now, and Lucy Duran introduces another programme devoted to the 2012 World Roots Academy.
In the interest of safety, parents are advised not to carry children on baggage trolleys or allow them to play on the escalators and moving walkways.
Oh, it's 6:30 right now in the morning. Terminal 5 Heathrow. Very excited because I'm going to meet my mentor, Hideo Cuadrado. Just can't wait. Any moment he will be here. So I'm very excited, super excited. I'm here with my family. Hideo has arrived. Oh my god.
The 2012 World Roots Academy will focus on Vallenato accordion tradition of Colombia. The protégé can probably pronounce it a lot better than me. He's 19-year-old Colombian who was born and raised in the UK and is currently studying music in London. He's self-taught, he sings, he plays guitar and, of course, the accordion. 2012 World Roots Academy protege is Jose Hernandez.
That was Damon Albarn on World Roots a few weeks ago, launching the 2012 World Roots Academy, a BBC Radio 3 scheme to bring together an up-and-coming world music artist in the UK with a mentor from the same tradition. The tradition in this case is Vallenato, one of the best-known folk music styles from Colombia. And this is Hernando's mentor, the celebrated Vallenato accordionist Egidio Cuadrado, who came over specially from Colombia to meet José and play for us at the launch. This is our third year of the World Roots Academy. We began in 2010 when our protégé was Iraqi oud player Kaya Malami, continuing in 2011 with Sri Lankan veena player Harry Sivanesan. Over the next few months on World Roots, we'll be hearing all about the progress of our 2012 protégé. At age 19, the youngest so far, José Hernando, born and bred in London, but of Colombian parents. In April, we'll focus on his mentoring sessions with Egidio in Colombia. Then in May, we'll follow him to the all-important Vallenato Festival in northern Colombia, which he'll be visiting for the first time. This is Egidio playing solo, when he went to visit José for their first mentoring session together at José's home in Acton, West London. We'll hear more from that informal session at the end of the programme, when José and Egidio will be playing a fiery duet. But now I'm joined in the World Roots studio by José Hernando and his band, who are Alfonso de Jesús on caja drum, Jorge Cano on the guacharaca, which is a scraper, and David Morel on electric bass. Over the next hour, they'll be showing us some of the different styles of vallenato, and José will be introducing recordings of some of the great vallenato virtuosi, past and present. And Radio 3's own accordion-playing Colombian vallenato expert Juan Carlos Jaramillo will be introducing recordings of some of the many other folk styles of Colombia. But let's hear José and his band. So, José, what are you going to play first of all?
This first piece is called La Gota Fría by Emiliano Zuleta. It's a paseo, installed paseo. We hope you enjoy it. Here it goes. Te fuiste de mañanita, sería de la misma rabia, te fuiste. mañanita sería de la misma rabia. En mi nota soy extenso, a mí nadie me corrige. En mi nota soy extenso, a mí nadie me corrige. Para cantar con Lorenzo mañana sábado 10 la Virgen. Para cantar con Lorenzo mañana sábado 10 la Virgen. Me lleva él o me lo llevo yo, pa' que se acabe la vaina. Me lleva él o me lo llevo yo, pa' que se acabe la vaina. Ay, Morales a mí no me lleva, porque no me da la gana. Moralito a mí no me lleva, porque no me da la gana. Moralito se creía que él a mí me iba a ganar. Y cuando me oyó tocar, le cayó la gota fría. Y cuando me oyó tocar, le cayó la gota fría. Órale, mienta a mi mamá, solamente pa' ofender. Órale, mienta a mi mamá, solamente pa' ofender. Para que él también se ofenda, ahora le miento la de él. Para que él también se ofenda, ahora le miento la de él. Me lleva él o me lo llevo yo, pa' que se acabe la vaina. Me lleva él o me lo llevo yo, pa' que se acabe la vaina. Ay, Morales a mí no me lleva, porque no me da la gana. Moralito a mí no me lleva, porque no me da la gana.
A bit of Colombian sunshine into the World Roots studio. This is our 2012 World Roots Academy protege, José Hernando, on accordion and singing, and he's here with the three members of his band, all London-based, and that was a paseo, La Gota Fría.
La Gota Fría.
The drip of cold water, or how would you translate it?
Yeah, the cold tear. That's the way.
The cold tear?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, La Gota Fría. But just tell me what that song is about, because it's quite difficult to understand. It's a competition.
It's Emiliano Zuleta singing to Lorenzo Morales.
So they're both accordionists.
They're both accordion players and singers. Lorenzo used to respond with his compositions to Emiliano, and then Emiliano responded back. And La Gota Fría, as you know, is one of the most famous songs. Out of that fight, La Gota Fría is the one that is most known.
Yes, I've heard it many times, and it's got a really infectious melody to it. But you say, José, that there are four styles of vallenato.
Yes, the one we done was paseo. There's also the son, which is the 2-4 in time signature, music speaking musically. That's the slowest of the styles. There's merengue as well, which is a 6-8 merengue. it's not the same merengue as the Dominican merengue. It's a different one.
Yes, because I think of merengue as coming from the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
But so it's completely different?
It's completely different, yes. I really don't know why they called it merengue in the Vallenato styles. But yeah, there's a difference because the Dominican merengue is in 4-4 and it's more of a fast beat. And merengue is also kind of a fast beat as well, and it's mainly to dance. You know, you're holding your girlfriend or... And then you're just dancing very, very together, very, you know, like hugging
tight.
Each other. Very tight, yeah.
But, well, before we talk about the other styles, because we'll be hearing some of them later on, why don't you tell me about the accordion in Colombia? How did it get to Colombia? How long has it been there?
Oh, there's a lot of stories. But the story I believe in, and the one I always tell to my friends and to the people that ask me the same question, there was a boat coming from Germany that would go into Argentina. And the ship kind of wrecked in the middle of the Caribbean. So the accordions just went floating to the beach. Some people say it got to La Guajira, which is the region in Colombia, north coast. Some people say it came to Santa Marta, which is also part of the north coast. So
it's also really, on the Caribbean side.
It's all in the Caribbean side. And that's just,
so as it was there was a shipwreck and the accordion was just washed ashore.
Floated.
And then someone said, oh, what on earth is that?
Yeah.
What kind of strange animal is that?
Yeah, and so they just started playing, fiddling around with the buttons, and that's how Vallenato started.
Yeah, it's a good story anyway.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's such a popular instrument in Latin America, isn't it? There are so many cultures that really love the accordion.
Yes. For example, in Latin America, well, Mexicans play norteño, and they also have the accordion. Obviously, it's a different style of playing. In Colombia, of course, vallenato. They also
and
play
cumbia.
Cumbias. Cumbia is more with the flute. That's a tradition of cumbia. But, you know, the evolution, they have added the accordion as well, and there's some cumbias in accordion as well.
So what's the next piece of music that you're going to play for us, Jose?
Oh, this next piece I'll be playing is a puya, the fastest style. All of us will be improvising. Each one will do a solo.
And puya means?
Puya means sting. Sting.
Sting, like the sting of an insect.
Yes. I think it means that because of the way you play in puya. Puya is the fastest one, by the way. And we say in Colombia, in the North Coast, they say picar. And picar means, you know, like similar to like sting. So picar, when they say picar, they like, you know.
So we're going to hear a puya improvisation.
Yes.
By José Hernando and his band. Excellent.
Thank you.
An improvisation in Puya style, and that was played on the accordion by José Hernando with his musicians. Well, Juan Carlos Jaramillo, who's a Colombian producer on BBC Radio 3 and a bit of a vallenato player himself, now sets vallenato in the context of Colombia's rich and varied musical culture, which reflects the dramatic landscape and history of the country with its Andes and both Pacific and Caribbean tropical coastlines and its potent mix of three main populations, the indigenous peoples and the descendants of Spanish settlers and African slaves.
The valleys and mountains across the center of Colombia are full of sugarcane and coffee plantations, and here's where we see a strong Spanish influence in the music. Here we find groups like this one, of guitar-like instruments, featuring some directly inherited from the Spaniards, as well as another, very much a local product. It's the tiple, a remarkable 12 metallic string instrument used as rhythmic accompaniment, which gives this music its particular rich sound. I believe the European flavor shines overall, as some of its music is inspired by the waltzes and the polkas and other European dances stretching back to the salons of the bourgeoisie, like this rhythm called torbellino. Listening to this, I'm often struck by a paradox. Why on earth has a country with such beautiful music managed to reach such high levels of violence in its recent history? From the center of Colombia, we travel now to the southeast of the country, leaving behind the mighty mountain range of the Andes. There we find some plains as flat and green as a billiards table, full of the most varied fauna and flora. It's the Llanos Orientales, the eastern plains, which Colombia shares with Venezuela. It's a region of mestizo cowboys, rough and tough as they can be. When they're not cultivating land or riding horses, they produce some mesmeric music, using a small baroque harp, again an instrument inherited from the Spaniards, in fact from the Jesuits who brought it along in the 17th and 18th centuries to help them in the process of evangelization. Nowadays, this music is far from sacred, and its bouncy rhythms and indomitable character is often compared with the gallop of the horse and its wild nature.
Cordillera, de bastante alegría. elevación, tus selvas impenetrables son tu tropical pulmón y tus ardientes llanuras, un pecho lleno de amor. Eres el jardín de América, donde es la mujer la flor de fulgurante belleza. Canto gracia y amor, por eso, patria querida, te cargo el corazón.
Now, Afro-Colombians play a crucial role in the country's folk music. You'll find whole communities along the lowlands and shores, both by the Caribbean Sea and the Pacific Ocean, all tracing their heritage to Africa and the times of slavery. However, nowadays they produce quite different music on either coast, and to me, this is something that can be explained in part by nature itself. On the Pacific coast, to the west of the country, jungles are thick and dark, and it rains quite a lot all year round, and you can feel that in the music. Most of it is not particularly fast, there's no rush, and it's meant to last for hours and hours on end. It's no surprise that the instruments used in this folk music are of African descent, and groups are led by the marimba, supported by varied percussion, especially deep drums, and they're singing too of a very strong African flavor. This traditional rhythm of the Colombian Pacific coast is called curulao. Grupo Nandi with a curulao called Mirando, looking. And from the Pacific coast of Colombia, let's move up north to the Caribbean. Culturally speaking, this region is what the Nobel Prize winner Gabriel García Márquez paints in his bestseller books, Unbearable Heat and Legendary Tales of Magic Realism. Vallenato and their huge parties with accordion and drums often show up in its pages. But if we're going to party, you can rest assured that in the Sinú region, the western part of the Caribbean close to Panama, you won't be disappointed. There, they took the brass bands that arrived from France for the police and the military at the beginning of the 20th century and turned them, with a bit of help of some percussion, into one hell of a street ensemble. That was a fandango, played by a traditional wind and percussion ensemble, a type of layout known as banda papayera. This one recorded in San Pelayo, in the Sinú region of North Colombia. Now, so far, we haven't mentioned the influence of the local indigenous tribes in Colombian music. Throughout the country, in the jungles of the Amazon to the south, near the Pacific in the west, up in the northeast, there are still rather isolated native tribes, and all of them have their own music. Since we're painting a portrait of Colombian music to provide some context to Vallenato, I've got a treat for you. The next recording done in situ in the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta, in the heart of Vallenato land, is a piece of music by a member of the Ica tribe, who have embraced the accordion only to play some music quite different from Vallenato itself. Indigenous tribes have played one crucial role in the evolution of cumbia, perhaps the most famous of all Colombian music. I left it for the end, as you could argue cumbia is the closest and oldest relative of vallenato. Cumbia is the mixture of indigenous flutes like this from the Kogi people. With African chants accompanied on drums like this. This canto de Lumbalú is an example of African chants recorded in Palenque de San Basilio, a small village in the north of Colombia, where cimarrones, or liberated slaves, went to live a long time ago, and where, still to these days, you'll find some of the most authentic African heritage in the country. The mixture of those two flavors provides the basis for cumbia, a courtship dance developed by black communities in the Caribbean coast, which has become massively popular not only in Colombia, but throughout the region. Nowadays, you'll find adaptations of cumbia in all sorts of popular ensembles and orchestras, from Mexico in the north to Ecuador and Peru in the south. Let's end this portrait with the true article, the Grammy Award winners, Gaiteros de San Jacinto, one of the most traditional ensembles and probably one of the last really true representative of the remarkable Colombian cumbia. Here they play those indigenous gaitas or cane flutes made from local trees, together with African-influenced percussion, all to accompany some rough but very touching singing. This is Fuego de Cumbia, Cumbia Fire.
Fuego de Cumbia, played by Los Gaiteros de San Jacinto. And that was presented by BBC Radio 3 producer Juan Carlos Jaramillo. Well, let's go back to the story of Vallenato and the accordion with you, José Hernando, our World Roots Academy 2012 protégé. And why don't you tell us about some of the great players, the great accordionists that you've listened to that have been an influence on your playing?
Alejo Duran is one of my biggest influences, or the first accordion players. La Cachucha Bacana was actually my first, you know, I grabbed my accordion with no knowledge of it and I literally learnt it. That was my first song, listening to his way of playing. Yes.
And what's special about his way of playing, Alejo Duran?
He actually made this very nice melody in the bass side. It's very beautiful, and in general, he actually contributed a lot as well by making these new kind of ways of playing the vallenato.
So we're going to hear Alejo Duran, La Cachucha Bacana, meaning?
The wicked hat, the nice hat.
Hat.
The nice hat, yeah.
Alejo Duran, absolutely no relation to me, unfortunately, because he's obviously a great musician. And that was La Cachucha Bacana, which means the wild hat, the wicked hat.
Yeah,
is that what you said?
That's what I said. And the story in this song is Alejo, accordion player, singer, he's singing to his guacharaquero player.
Because, the scraper.
He's singing because all the girls look at Alejo and Jaime is kind of upset.
That's the scraper.
The guacharaquero, Jaime, right. The scraper, yeah. He's kind of a... And then this is why Alejo made this song, because it said Jaime sí, which means Jaime yes, and Alejo no. So he's saying, oh, I don't get the girls, you get them, Jaime. So this is the story I've heard of this song.
And Alejo Duran, you were saying, was the very, very first person to win the competition of the great Vallenato Festival.
Yes.
Up in Valledupar in the north of Colombia, the one where you're going to be going.
Yes.
So that was, and that was back in 1968. So that festival has now 45. Been going for 45 years.
Yep.
And one thing about I notice about Alejo Duran's singing style is that he does a lot of yodeling, which you don't do.
I don't do well. Maybe
or yet you don't.
Well,
do
it could
yet.
Be. Yeah, maybe I'm focusing on the new way the new generations sing now.
So is this an older way of singing?
Yes.
Well, I'm definitely in the older camp in that case.
Okay.
I love that yodeling. That for me is a very, it gives it a real kind of colour.
Yes,
so
very
specific
traditional.
To the region.
Yes, I'm going to have to start learning that.
You're going to have to start learning it.
Yes.
You may be young, but there's nothing wrong with older styles.
I'll get there. No, I personally love the older styles, you know, the way of playing. You know, I like learning first from the beginning.
The root styles.
And the accordion, I'll definitely play how it is.
And now we're going to move on to the next generation of probably more virtuoso players. like the Zuleta brothers.
Zuleta brothers.
So tell us about them.
Well, the two brothers, they are the sons of Emiliano, the composer of La Gota Fria. Emilianito, he's the accordion player, and Poncho is the singer. Now, this generation is not like the past one, because in the past, the accordion player would be the singer as well. Now in this generation, they are separated. Now
they each one specializes.
Yes, one in singing and one in playing the accordion.
But you're singing and playing the accordion then, so you're not following that model.
No, I'm following the tradition, how it's supposed to be. I like the pure vallenato. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the modern, you know, romantic, the new wave. There's something called the new wave, Nueva Ola. You know, I like those, but I like to respect the pure, the way vallenato started, the way it is.
So what is it about the Zuleta brothers that we should be listening for? What makes them special?
Poncho has he's a tenor voice. Well, his voice is amazing. And Emiliano, he's a virtuoso player. He plays very well.
That music just makes me smile. I've just got an enormous grin on my face because it's so joyful. That was the Hermanos Zuleta, a recording from the mid-1970s. The piece is called La Creciente, and the lyrics were by one of the great poets of Vallenato, Rafael Escalona. You're listening to me, Lucy Duran, on World Roots with our World Roots Academy 2012 mentee, José Hernando, from Colombia, but raised in London. So we are going to hear one more recording of a vallenato accordionist who you've admired, José. And of course, it has to be the person who you've chosen to be your mentor, Egidio Yes. Cuadrado. Tell us a little bit about Egidio.
A big influence of the newer generation, same generation as Los Hermanos Zuleta.
But he's younger than them.
Yes, but in the same era. And the song, El Pollo Vallenato.
Which means the Vallenato chicken.
Yeah. They usually call the little kids when they're playing accordion pollitos, which means, you know,
kid,
chickens.
Like a little kid.
Like little kid. So he's saying, I'm the Pollo Vallenato. And whoever gets in the way, you know, I want to show them the fire of the way I play. You know, show him my skill. It's a very wonderful piece as well, the way it's played.
And the other thing about Egidio is that he plays with one of the biggest stars of Colombian music. Tell us a little bit about Carlos Vives, because he's almost as famous as Shakira.
Of course. Well, Carlos Vives, his parents used to listen to vallenato a lot. So he decided one day, you know, he wanted to sing vallenato because he used to sing ballads and other styles of music. But then he said, oh, there's something we have to do because, you know, vallenato is losing its, you know, roots and people are not listening to vallenato much now. So he decided to put new sound into it. He decided to add the drum kit, electric guitars.
To get the new generation to listen.
Yes. So he added like a mixture of rock, you know, he mixed it with Vallenato, and that was a sensational. Everyone, some people obviously didn't like it, but, you know, the very traditional people didn't like it, but everyone loved it.
But he popularized it.
He popularized it.
And took it beyond the region.
Yes, so...
And he did that with your mentor, Egidio Cuadrado. So let's listen to Carlos Vives with El Pollo Vallenato, and we can hear very clearly the wonderful accordion of Egidio Cuadrado. Carlos Vives with El Pollo Vallenato. Carlos Vives is one of Colombia's biggest stars, and you can hear Egidio Cuadrado there on the accordion. And he is our mentor for the World Roots Academy 2012. And so now we're back to our protege, who is José Hernando, here in the World Roots studio with us, with his musicians. And José, you're going to do another accordion piece, another vallenato piece, this one in the style of son. So tell us about this one.
This one is the slowest out of all of the styles, and the song is called Amparito. This song was made by the master, Lorenzo Morales, to Amparito, which was one of his girlfriends. So here it goes. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. ¿Cómo me compongo yo? ¿Ahora pa' dónde cojo yo? ¿Ahora cómo me hago yo con esa carta en la mano? ¿Ahora cómo hago yo? ¿Cómo me compongo yo? ¿Ahora pa' dónde cojo yo con esa carta en la mano?
José Hernando, our World Roots Academy protégé 2012, with his band Jorge Cano on scraper, David Morel on bass, and Alfonso de Jesús on caja, the drum. And that was a vallenato called Amparito in the style of Son. And clearly, José, the guy who wrote the lyrics, was having problems with his girlfriend and problems with his girlfriend's mother as well.
Yes. Well, the story is that he was after the girl, but the mother didn't want, because always the tradition, the musicians always with so many women, drinking a lot. So this is what the mother didn't want for her. So this is why he's writing this song, and he says that the mother doesn't...
Mother doesn't like him at all.
No, she hates him.
José, you're 19. You were born in London. You live in Acton in West London. Your parents and your sister are right in the studio with us. I know that from a little chat I had with your dad earlier on that he's not a musician. Your mother used to dance. She loves Colombian music. But basically you're a self-taught musician. So how did that come about? What made you fall in love with vallenato here in London?
Well, first of all, my mother... She's loved vallenato since she was a small girl as well. So I think it comes through the veins, through that root. My granddad from my dad's side, he played vallenatos as well in guitar, the traditional way how it used to be played in Rafael Escalona's time. And then I told my dad, oh, look, this, giving lessons in my primary school. Oh, dad, I want some lessons and I really want to learn. So then he said, okay, I'll buy you the guitar. And then, of course, he paid my lessons. I had a few lessons. But it was too simple. The music over there was like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. those little melodies. And I wanted something more challenging. So my dad got this guitarist. His name is Arturo Pulgarin, Colombian as well. And he just started teaching me the music I wanted and, you know, chords, more complicated things. And this is how I started with the guitar. And then at the age or 13, I fell in love with the accordion. The sound, for me, is like a magical sound.
So, Jose, you are on the accordion, you are self-taught.
Yes.
I mean, you literally just picked it up and played the buttons.
Played the buttons, yes.
And then found a way of making it sound like the recordings that you heard?
Yeah, just by listening, watching tapes that my dad brought from Colombia.
And when you had your first meeting with Egidio Cuadrado, your mentor, the great vallenato player, did he say anything like, oh my God, you've picked up terrible habits? Or did he say, wow, that's pretty good, you've done pretty well considering you're self-taught?
The only habit he said was to play more louder. That's really it. But he was very impressed by the way I played. He was, you know, shocked.
Surprised?
He was very surprised. He said, like, you didn't even born in the coast and you're playing like a vallenato person. You know, this is amazing. That's what he said. Obviously, there's some things you have to work on. And now I'm here to teach you. That's what he said.
Jose, we are going to hear one more piece from you. What's it going to be?
Oh, this last piece we're playing is a merengue style. It's called Viejo Miguel. We're going to be doing an instrumental. Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
El Viejo Miguel, played by José Hernando with his band, and that was in the merengue style, so we've now heard all four styles of the vallenato. Well, we're very much looking forward to the rest of the World Roots Academy with you this year, José Hernando, and with the focus on vallenato music from the north of Colombia. So I want to thank your band very much for joining us here in the World Roots studio. Now, Jose, we have one last thing that we're going to hear, which is a recording that you did in your house in Acton, in West London, with Egidio Cuadrado. And it was an informal session. We heard a little bit of it at the beginning of the program. We're going to end with this now. It was an improvisation that you did. Can you tell me what it was?
It was a puya. This puya is called Mi Pedazo de Acordeón by el maestro Alejo Durán. So Maestro Egidio and I decided to do a little improvisation. Can you say jamming? Yeah, we were jamming together and just coming up with ideas. And it was
exciting.
Exciting moment. Yeah.
José Hernando, this year's World Roots protégé, performing a duet with his mentor, the Colombian accordionist Egidio Cuadrado. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran, and the producer was Roger Short. Next week, Lucy will be in Brazil, encountering the music of Salvador de Bahia in the north. Now, a look ahead to next weekend on Radio 4.
Who authorized this assassination? I don't take orders from just anybody.
Can state-sponsored killings ever be justified? From attempts made on Hitler during the Second World War to the recent death of Osama bin Laden.
It's not an assassination. We could have captured him. If we could have taken him alive, that is something that we would have done.
For Archive on 4, the BBC's security correspondent Gordon Carrera asks how effective this policy is in The License to Kill on Saturday evening on BBC Radio 4 at 8.
This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now 11 o'clock and time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Welcome to Jazz Lineup. And tonight we continue our broadcasts from King's Place in London. This evening it's the turn of star pianist Kit Downs in a couple of settings. The first is duo with drummer Seb Rochford, and the second with his unusual quartet. Lucy Railton joins them on cello, with James Madron doubling the drum tally and completing the lineup. Kit, in addition to piano, plays the Hammond organ as well. Over the last few years, Kit has been quite restless as an artist, squeezing the juice out of as many artistic situations and collaborations as his imagination can muster. In 2011, it saw the release of his second trio recording, Quiet Tiger, where he extends on the concept of the group drawing inspiration from the avant-garde heritage, electronica and blues. His collaborations with the Neon Quartet and Troika, in particular, keep pushing him to the edge of his abilities and moving him forward musically, and I'm sure tonight will be no exception. Seb Rochford hails from Scotland and is a firm favourite on the British and international music scene. He's worked with the likes of Brian Eno and Herbie Hancock, from jazz to rock and everything in between. He's a founder member of the highly successful jazz punk outfit Polar Bear and continues to make a significant contribution to the contemporary music scene. Ladies and gentlemen, to perform Jan Johansson as a tribute to the late Swedish pianist, please would you welcome Kit Downs on piano and Seb Roachford on the drums. Thank you.